Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new siman, Tof Resh Nun Vav, which deals with some of the halachos of Hidur Mitzvah, specifically as applying to the Dalad Minim and an Esrog, but also in general. So the Mechaber begins. It's only one sif, but it's not going to be one day. It'll be a two-day share. Now, the Mechaber begins Sif Aleph. Im Kona Esrog Shiroi Lotzeis Bo B'Tzimtzum. If a person purchases an esrog that one could be yotzi with b'tzimtzum, tzimtzum means exact, and the simple understanding of this, and this opinion is from the Rabbeinu Tam, who is Rabbeinu Yaakov, as brought down by the Smag, as you can see in the Baragola, as the Mishnah Berurah will tell us as well, and he purchases an esrog that's the exact minimal size of an esrog, which we said is the size of a kibetza. That's the first shita that we're going to bring down regarding hidur mitzvah for an esrog. So a person purchased a halachically acceptable to be yotzi with esrog, a minimal size exactly, kigon shu kibetza mitzvah semetz, it's exactly the size of a kibetza, and then v'yachakach motzo god v'menu, at a different time he finds a larger size esrog, a bigger one. And the concern with an exact size one is it may shrink, and if it shrinks during the yontif, so then we've already learned, as you can see, brought down in the issue footnote number 3, she'esrog shahoye bo kishir, uv'yimei achag nitztamek be'omar al-pachos mikubetza, the esrog was the minimal size, and then it got shrunken during the yontif, hariyu pasul mishum eino hadr, it's no longer hadr. Now, he does point out that Mishnah Berurah said over there, she'achisarim be'esrog katun hu kivin she'adayin lo nigmar pri, that maybe because it's not considered mature yet, and we had a whole discussion about that, but for now, the simple understanding is, that if you have an exact minimum size esrog, the concern is that if it were to shrink at all, you wouldn't be able to be yotzi with it. So therefore, in this situation, if you find a nicer esrog, achakach motzeh gold bimenu, so the Mechaber tells us, based upon this Rabbeinu Tam, mitzvah lahosif ad shlish milagav bidmei harishon. You have to go and add on to the price that it cost you for this minimal size esrog, as the Mishnah Berurah will give us, for example, if it cost 6 dinarim, so then you have to add on a third from the inside. Mi legav means from the inside. So a third of 6 is 2. So you'd have to pay up to 8 to get a better esrog. And now you don't have to just pay the 6 and then pay the 8. Kidei lachlifo biosinor. So you return the one that you purchased for 6, and now you purchase one that's a slightly larger size for 8. This would be the understanding of our Mechaber here, based upon the Mishnah Berurah, which we'll see inside momentarily, but I'm giving it to you right now. So that is the first opinion, Rabbeinu Tam. So you exchange your smaller, exact, minimal size esrog, which costs, let's say, 6 dinar, and you have to pay a third more, a third from the inside, so a third of the 6 is 2. So now you exchange it for, you return it back to the buyer, and you buy instead an esrog that is worth up to 8. If you'd have to pay more than 8, then you wouldn't be required to do such an exchange. That's the first opinion that the Mechaber brings down. Then he brings down a Yesh Misha Omer, which the Be'er HaGolah tells us is the opinion of Rashi. She'imotze shnei esrogim liknos. You're purchasing esrogim, and you have 2 esrogim right there in front of you. The echad hada michaveru. And esrog number 1 is a nice esrog, it's kosher, but esrog number 2 is a nicer esrog. So yikach hehada, you should pay for the more hada second esrog, unless it's worth too much more. It may miyakrin oso yose mishlish milagab b'nei chaveru. So again, in our situation, the extra third that you have to pay from the inside, albeit we'll see that his opinion says you pay a third from the outside. We'll explain what that means when we get later in the share in the Mishnah Berurah. So according to this, you have 2 esrog in front of you. One is worth 6 and one is worth 8. The one that's worth 8 is obviously a nicer esrog. You should pay, if you financially can, for the 8 and not take the one for 6 because of the mitzvah of hidur that you either specifically have for an esrog or in general that we have for mitzvahs that you should try to do the mitzvahs. Zeh keli v'anvei, you should try to do the mitzvahs in the more hadur dikka way. This is the Mechaber. That's what we're going to do today. We're not going to get to the Ramot today, but these are the 2 different approaches that the Mechaber has. The first one in the Yesh Misha Omer, the first one Rabbeinu Tam, the second one Rashi, that you're dealing with 2 different situations. The first situation is you have an exact small size esrog, and you could purchase a larger one that would be not more than a third more than the inside of the smaller one. You should exchange it and purchase the larger one. Second one is Rashi, that says you have 2 esrog in front of you. One is worth 6, one is worth 8, so purchase the one for 8 rather than purchasing the one for 6. Now, let's understand this better by going through some of the Mishnah Berurahs and the Dershu footnotes. Now, the first Dershu footnote we'll do first is actually a very important general approach to how we deal with the concept of Hidur Mitzvah. So he brings down, Etzem Kinyas Esrog or Kinyas Koldvar Mitzvah, when you're purchasing a nicer Esrog or doing a Mitzvah in a nicer way, so the Chayyadim brings down from the Zohar, Shelo Yase Kein Bechinam. You shouldn't look to get things for free. Don't do a Mitzvah for free. Elayikna osam bischar sholem. He says it's preferable to pay the full price for it. And he brings down, this is based upon a pasuk in Shmuel Beis, where it says that David, when he purchased the area of the Beis HaMikdash from Arvona, so David, Yomadol Arvona, I don't want this for free. I want to pay for it the fair price. And in Sefer Tamei Mitzvos, he brings that from the Arizal. When a person, the Arizal, would go and buy a Dvar Mitzvah, whatever the asking price was, he wouldn't bargain, wouldn't negotiate, wouldn't handle. He wouldn't refuse. He saw a beautiful esso. How much did it cost? $100. Boom, he bought it. He would not go and refuse the price or negotiate the price. Whatever they said the price was, that's what he would pay for it. That's one approach. However, he then brings down, somebody did somebody else a favor, and that person was so thankful that he did him the favor, he buys him a beautiful esso. It's for free. He gave it to him as a gift. Likewise, you go into the store, you want to buy it, you're the local chosh of a guy, you've done favors for everybody, and the storekeeper says, for you, the price is free. I'm not going to charge you for it. So Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down, in this situation, you could take it for free. That's not going against what we just brought down from the Zohar and from the Arizal. The only time the Zohar says you have to pay money and don't take it for free, when you were going to purchase it and you didn't end up purchasing it because you were able to get something for free, but not because the person insisted upon giving it to you as a gift because of Hakaras HaTov. He says, if you go into the store, you have to go pay for it. You shouldn't beg and plead, please, do I have to go and pay for it? Do I have to pay full price for it? You shouldn't handle. So that's what he's talking about. Chaim Shlita adds, Shekain Hadin Legabi Misha No to Lesrog Mehefker. Likewise, if somebody goes out into the woods and he finds an esrog tree and he picks a beautiful esrog and nobody's asking for the money, Misha Tavei Kesef Yochel Litlo Afshu Bechidim. That in that situation, it's also not a chisaron that you didn't pay for it. Then he brings down Avshi Yesh Inyan God Liknosis Mitzvuschar, the idea of purchasing something directly. So in the Shelus Shul Chacham Tzvi from Yaakov Emden. If somebody has an acceptable esrog, but it's not muhuder, and then he gave a love bechinam esrog muhuder, and then somebody gave him a free esrog that is a muhuder one. He says in that situation, make the bracha on the nicer one that you got for free, rather than the one that you actually paid for yourself. So this principle of it's better to pay for it yourself only applies if they're of equal value. If you can get a better one for free, use the better one. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. However, in the Shelus Teshuva Torah Shlema, this one is written by the Ben Ishchai. There are a number of different sefers known as the Torah Lishma. So he brings down, Sheyivarech l'esro shekonah bedamim. No, he says, better to go and make the bracha on the one that you purchased, even though it's not as beautiful. And then afterwards, go take the more mehudu one and do the nanuim with the more mehudu set of dalet minim. And that would be preferable. The issue foot number two also discusses, is this obligation to go and buy the more mehudu one, does that apply to a parent being mechanech his child as well? So this is a question that's not really answered in the Sefer Beis HaShoeva. It's mistapik. Him ob chayev gam lahosif shlish bedomim lihi the mitzvah for his child. Similar question is asked by the Chavos Yoyer that should a community which is purchasing a group communal dalid minim, can one person force the other one and say, no, we want to buy a more expensive one, or can you settle for the, quote, less expensive one and not take advantage of hidur mitzvah? Okay, now let's start with the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph. And he writes, Kedei lahasbir heitev tam ha-shnei ha-deos, in order to better understand the two opinions that the Mechaber brings down, the Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi's opinion, which I've already said this Mishnah Berurah really outside, but now we'll see it inside. The Mishnah Berurah says, Akdim ma-disa b'gmar. I'll give you a little forward here, what it says in the Gemara. Gemara says, Hidur mitzvah at-shlish b'mitzvah. The Torah tells us that you do the performance of Hidur mitzvah, you pay up to a third more, and which we've said is a third on the inside, although we'll see that there's an opinion it's a third labar, a third on the outside, which I'll explain momentarily, means that, for example, it's worth 16 arm from the inside, a third of six is two, but if you're talking about labar from the outside, then you half it, so then you would take three, and then when you add on the three to the six, it's nine, and now that three is one third of nine. So there are two different ways. We do the same thing when the Torah tells us a chomesh, you have to add on a chomesh, or an asham ila, you have to pay the principal plus a chomesh. So when the Torah talks about a chomesh, it's always from the outside, levar. So it really always means a fourth. So if it's $100 that you were mole on by accident, and you have to go pay the principal plus the chomesh, so you're paying $125 back. It's $100, which you take a fourth of, 25, and then when you add that 25 to the original $100 that you have to pay back, it's 125. Now the 25 is one-fifth of the 125. So these are the two ways of looking at it. In any event, Chafetz Chaim continues here in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, the first opinion, who had the Rishon, was Rabbeinu Tam, as I said. Rabbeinu Tam's real name was Rabbeinu Yaakov. Yaakov Ish Tam, that's why he was known as Rabbeinu Tam. Sheino wrote, Zilomar, Sheyesh Lefonim, Shnei Esrogim, or Shnei Sifrei Torah, V'yachod Hod Yosef Michayor. The first opinion is not like Rashi's second opinion, that you have two of them in front of you, either two Esrogim, or two Sifrei Torah, or any other item that you're doing a mitzvah with, and one is worth X, and one is worth X plus a third. That in that situation, you have to take the second one that's better. So if it's $6 and $8, you always have to take the $8 one. He says, then, ain't the self. Then, can't hire Eliolim. He says, there's always a better one. You keep on looking and looking, you always find the better one, you'll never stop. Ella Myri, the Rabbeinu Thomas opinion is, he already had an esrog. Rakish Yumitsumsum. It was the bare minimal size of an esrog. It was a beitza, shuka beitza. Then he subsequently finds a larger one. About such a situation, the mitzvah hadar achazel hosef achlish, that you should exchange your first one and go purchase a second one that's worth a shlish more. The Chayshinim, because we're concerned, Shema Yismai Hashir. His only reason for doing this is because we're concerned that the minimum size Kibetza Esrog may diminish in size or shrink and it won't be kosher anymore. Therefore, even if you purchase the smaller Esrog, Mitzvah Lachlifo, you should exchange it, Biachar with the other one, to pay up to a third more. Again, a third from the inside. In the case of it's worth six, you now pay eight. The issue for number four has a whole discussion. Where does this extra money come from? Can you take it out from your Maisa Kesofim, from your Maisa funds that you give to Aniyim? Normally that's supposed to be given to Aniyim. Or can you go use it for Hidur Mitzvah? So he has a whole discussion about this, and he basically brings down opinions that say no, or that you possibly could use it for anything more than the Hidur Mitzvah third. So if you want to purchase it for something that's twice as much, so up to a third more, that comes out of your own pocket. But more than that, it could come out from your Maisa Kesofim money. We'll see later on that a very wealthy person can spend more on his own and shouldn't take it from Isaac's offer money anyway. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Then you have the opinion of Rashi, the Yesh Misha Omer, the Yesh Mefarshim Od, the Gemara Mayri BeEsrog, the Chaim Kol Mitzvah Shem Izdami Lefon of Echad Hodu Yosef Mechaveru. We're dealing here that you have with any mitzvah, not only an Esrog, that if you have two of them in front of you, Mitzvah Lahadir Achar Hodar Ul Hosef Ashlish Bedamah, that you have two of them in front of you, one is six, one eight, so go and purchase the one for eight. That's Rashi's second opinion that's brought down by the Mechaber Shemuzkeres Po. Okay, that's Sivkot Nalek. Now we go to Sivkot and Beis. Ein Mogi Rami says, Shemetzadi de lav daf esrog, that this din is not a din specific to esrog. Do a din, Sefer Torah, or Shofar, or Chedomeh, that this din applies to any Dvar Mitzvah, such as purchasing a Sefer Torah, or a Shofar, or anything like that. Shekano, where you purchased it, Vayabo Rakishir Mitzumtsum. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, we're dealing here that you bought the minimum size of this Mitzvah item, and you're concerned that it may not be Yotzei. And then you find one that's a more perfect shear. So mitzvah lachlifo, losif olav achlish. Not only for an esrog, this would apply for other mitzvahs as well. The issue foot number five says, this opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down here is as opposed to the Marshal. The Marshal states, he's sober, shekol mashal tzorech lo v'shlish, hainu dafka b'esrog. He says this is only applicable to an esrog because it specifically says pre-aids hodor. And it's not called hodor if it has a shear hapachos, the minimal shear. However, he says, ash yotzei b'yidei chova. Well, technically you fulfill your obligation, but you're not yotzei the hodor aspect. As opposed to a shofar or other mitzvah items, imyesh bo shir mitzumtsum, even though it has a minimal shear, but it has the shear. Ein lamata mimenu, so therefore, ein tzorech losif shlish. You don't have to do this for that because you were yotze. You have the minimal shear, and there is no mitzvah of specifically pre-eitz hadar by anything other than an esrog. Nevertheless, he says, mikol makom, tov hadar achar noa mishum zekel gaveh. Says the separate idea of zekel gaveh will tell you to go buy the better one. Then in Dishavu number 6, we bring down from the Shalos Achuvas Beis Halev, from Avazaz Zatzal, that he's mistapik. If somebody already was Yotzei the Mitzvah, do you have to go and then still, if you find the nicer one, go and purchase it or exchange it? So he says, he's not sure if you have to. After all, you already Yotzei the Mitzvah. So how can you say that you have a Mitzvah Zekel Baveu in front of you? You already did the Mitzvah. Nevertheless, there are opinions that say, in that situation, if you can exchange the first one and you could get the second one, there are some that would suggest, in that situation, you should still go and do the exchange, even though you're already yotzei the mitzvah. The issue foot number 7 brings out an interesting discussion. How do you determine what the price is? Is it what you paid, or is it what the standard price is, ayin and the issue foot number 7? Dishon foot number 8 discusses, are you allowed to show off with this to other people? So Sternbach, Schlitt, in the Sefer Tshuvos van Hagos, brings down that you're allowed to, Mutter, because this will spur other people, whoa, look at that beautiful esrog that I have. It's going to say, whoa, I could get a better esrog myself, and it'll spur other people to do mitzvos. However, he brings out for the Zonish, if your sole purpose is just to show off to other people and not to spur them to do, and not because you're so thrilled with the mitzvah that you're doing, but you just want to make them jealous, you just want to show off, so then he says, so yesh isub is there, you shouldn't do this because you're not doing it properly, nevertheless you would fulfill your mitzvah in this situation. Finally, Dishav number 9 brings down, if the sellers of the esrogim are raising the price because of this hadar idea, so then he brings down that there are things that can be done about that, ayin and Dishav number 9. Now we're going to Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Gimel. He says, what does it mean from the inside, from the outside? So I explain this outside, now we'll see it inside. Pirush. If the smaller sized esrog is 6, so Yosef Shnei Dinarim, a third of 6 is 2, so you add on 2 dinarim, and total, Dainu Shlish Toch Adamim, is 2 from the inside, so it's 2 plus 6 is 8. Ushish Blavar, Nikroch Shecholik, and if you have it from the outside, it's when you divide it up, Hadamim Lishnaim, you divide it in half, so you divide 6 into 3, 2 halves, Umosef Chelik Hashlisha, and then you add on another third, so it's now 9, and the third, 3 is a third of 9. Dainu Shemosif Shlosha Dinarim. So you'd have 3 dinarim. Then he says, V'yesh Machmimah Shetzorach L'hosif Shlish Milvar. He says, even though the Mechaber said that you only have to do it Milagab, he says there are those, and you can see this in Shaar HaTzion, Os Dalid. He brings down the name of the Ran, which is brought down by the Vilna Gaon, the Rokeach, the Marshal, and the Marit. And while the Bach says that one should be Machmir as well, however, the Raya that he brings down, that it's based upon the Tor, who's Machmir, so that's difficult to understand, he brings down for the Bikur Yosef, Dvorov to Muin. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Dalet. He says, Ablam Chaver Onin Salach Lifo Rach Lemochro. If the person that you bought it from is not willing to take back the smaller one and sell you a large one, he says, no, I'll sell you the large one, but I'm not taking back the smaller one, then Eno Chayv Liknoso Ulahachsik Shtaim. Then there's no obligation to buy two of them. And Moshe Yeshlo Konim, Shirotzim Liknosis the Kotun Sheshlo, and sell the Achron and bring down, unless you can sell to somebody else. So somebody else said, listen, I need an Esrog, I'll buy yours for 6. Okay, now I got my $6 back, I can go buy something for 8. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Dalet, hey, he brings down Rotsu Lomar. You have the two esrog in front of you. This is like a sheet of Rashi. You have the two esrog in front of you. They're both more than the minimal size. Since the second one is a nicer esrog, you have to purchase the second one according to Rashi, the second sheet of Yesh Misha Omer. If you already purchased the first one, and it's not the minimal size, then everybody would agree, according to Mishnah Berurah, that you don't have to go and purchase the second one, because you have one that's not the minimal size, so you don't have to worry about the Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. The first one is not Shir Mitzumsum. And according to the second people, second one is only if they're both there in front of you, but not after you purchase one. So therefore, you wouldn't have to do this in this situation. However, Ken Kosev Mogen Rav Hashem Poskim, this is the opinion of Mogen Avram, in the name of various Poskim, but the Vilna Gaon disagrees. Ochein Agro, Hevi Yushami, Meforish. The Vilna Gaon says, the Yushami says opposite. And he says, Umash with the Yoke, Ladina Kane, and the Vilna Gaon passes like that, Yushami, Dafil Lokach Far Esro Gululav, even though you purchased them, Fuad Din Lechol Mitzvah. So this would apply to other mitzvahs as well. Foyab Hem Yosef Mikishir, and they weren't the minimal size, so it's not the Rabbeinu Tam situation. Yachikach Motz Acher Noemi Menu, and then you find the better one. So in this situation, sorich lahachlif, you have to exchange it if you can, or lahosef ashlish, see, to sell it to somebody else or return it, and then pay the additional amount. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Vav, he says, v'im ein miyakun oso yosef mishlish, that's if you don't have to pay more than a shlish. The hidden mitzvah hu rak ashlish, you only have to pay up to a third more. V'avilu mishein chayav nidchochem, and even somebody's not destitute, he baruch Hashem, he's doing okay. Ein sorich lavazi yosef mishlish, you don't have to spend more than a third. Aminu Megumar, the Gemara tells us, Achlish Mishalo. This additional third, it's from your own pocket, so to say. What does that mean? So here we have an interesting interpretation. Mikan Ve'elik Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu means the rest is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uperish Rashi, Achlish Mishalo. Rashi says, beautiful idea, that when it says you have to pay a third more on your own, the Hainu also Shlish Yosef, that extra third that you're adding on, Behidu Mitzvah, Mishalo, that comes out of your own pocket. What does it mean it comes out of your own pocket? Shenu Nifalo B'chayiv, you won't get repaid for that in this world. Kedaminu, Hayom Lasosim, today's to do the mitzvah, the low Hayom Lito Schar, not to get the Schar. So that you'll get the Schar in the Olam Abba. If you add on more than the third, which you didn't have to do, but you do it, then then you get paid back in this world. This is what Rashi is telling us. What does this mean? Mishmur says, even though you're not obligated to do this, if you do this and pay more than a third, you get repaid in this world. Others say to be ish omit, shenasa lo kosh baruch hom. If a guy is a wealthy person, Baruch Hashem, you're Bill Gates, and you know, paying $150 for an esog versus $170 for an esog, you're not even going to notice. So then, sarech lahosif bishvil hahidur. Then you should pay the extra money, more than a third, afilu yoser mishlish. If a kosh baruch has granted you such Baruch Hashem financial success, so then show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much you appreciate it. And you can see this idea in Dishufut number 10, brings out for the Sefer Seder Hayom. Af min adin yotzei miyosif atshlish, you yotzei 100% even hear the mitzvah. Mikom kol mekishim mosif od mos. When you're earning on more than you have to buy the dalid minim that are most beautiful, so you're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're an added neman and that you want to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. And Baruch Hashem, if you're capable of doing so, that is fantastic. And what a great note to conclude today's share.